We built a church here and I worked 30 cents, 35 cents an hour.
A big wage.
We worked at, we built a basement church and then I worked at, we worked for nothing almost when we put the basement church in, but when we went up with the building I had 35 cents an hour. And the Lord blessed us right along. When my wife came home from where she'd been to and got saved, she came home and says, "Walter, I've done something tonight. As I know you'll be glad I've got saved."
Yeah, yeah.
She came and told me, "I've got saved tonight." That was the first time she'd gone to the church. I says, "Oh, all right." I didn't say nothing to her, but I says, "Well, I'm going to watch you if you've got saved." And I thought, I'll soon find out. I knew I had to get her fixed. And I tried a couple of times to get her fixed, and she didn't seem to get fixed. She got good salvation. I remember that so well. And I went to the church. She was saved, and we joined the church, but I wasn't saved. But I tried my best. I kept...
Where did you get saved?
I went late in the, at the Bentonville camp meeting. And I found the Lord there. I was on... when we. The Methodist took it on, took the church on at Meadowlands, and I was on the official board there, and we came to Elizabeth, and the first year I was here, well, Reverend Hartley would have me on the official board, because we always attended the prayer meeting. I was on the official board there, tied in my income, but not saved. And went to the camp meeting with Bolanders there, said, asked my wife if we'd go, and I said, "Well, we have 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks vacation." I said, "I'd like to go to Atlantic City rather than there. There's so much holiness, and I don't want to go around that." Oh, she says, "Let's go for this week, and then we'll go to Atlantic City then for the second week." So I said, "All right." And I'd left word at the mine if there anything went wrong at the mine to call up Bentonville Camp, and I'd come home right away. Well, I got under deep conviction while I was at the camp meeting. I wish there's something go wrong at the mine, so they'd get me away from there, and I did too. I thought, if I can get out of this, I'm not coming back to this camp. There's too much hole in the field again, and I thought. But I said, "Well, I'll go to the altar." And I said, "Well, Brother Drew, you need to get sanctified." I knew I needed something. I wasn't supposed to be seeking to be sanctified only, but the Lord really saved me. That's when I knew I had to witness with him that my sins were all forgiven.
Got rid of your pipe then,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, and I went and sat down under a big oak tree that is there, and I made pipe, a real expensive pipe, and my tobacco and the parish, and I just dug a hole there with my knife and with fingers, and I buried them there, and I suppose they're there, yes. Mm-hmm.
Never dug them up.
No, I don't.
I don't want them anymore.
Yes, and the Lord bless you, Gordon.